Hey, hey, welcome to the Miss Jones Show, where I love to motivate, empower, educate, inspire, and change narratives. Hey, hey, thank y'all for tuning in to the Miss Jones Podcast Show. So this month we are talking about finances and home buying. So we have a real estate agent here, and his name is Tony Moyer. He's also a part of the cannabis business, and he is an awesome entrepreneur. So Tony, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what inspired you to start selling homes?
Well, I always were good in sales, even one of those years when I was working for Pepsi, and when we moved to Idaho, someone came to me and they told me that, Tony, why don't you just go sell real estate because you're so good at sales? And I just did that. I went to get my license in Idaho and start selling home. And another reason that I decided to sell home, when we bought our first home, we had a really bad experience with the real estate agent. We ended up finding things that they should have been disclosed to us that he could have had to tell us he never did. So I didn't want no one to go through that again. You gotta do it right. And that was not really a big reason I went to the real estate business, where I need to help people and people need to know what they're buying.
Okay.
So someone need to educate them very well, and you need to have a real estate agent to look out for your interests, not their interests. And it's really hard to find these days.
Okay, so with that being said, can we as home buyers, can we kind of interview real estate agents to see which one best fits us?
Yeah. These days, people refer their friends and family to a real estate agent that they have experience with.
Okay.
Or, if you don't have that, you can pick 3-4 real estate agents, interview them, and, their quality and personality has to align with your interests.
Right.
If they're not looking out for your interests and you feel that they're just here for a transaction, they're not for you. Real estate agent has to have an internal instinct. When they have a client, they have to put their interest to the side because it's all about you, not for them. Unfortunately, it's really hard to find these days. They're just looking for a transaction. And, and you have to understand that real estate agents are not just all business. They have to be likable. They should have personality. And they have to be authentic.
Okay.
Maybe the hard part of our job is to tell you something that you don't want to hear.
Right.
You have to do that. You have to be real. You have to let the buyer or seller know this is the way it is, based on your professional recommendation. Because after all, people respect you when you tell them or let them know the way it is.
Okay. Okay. So you guys heard it firsthand. So if y'all ever need a real estate agent, please look for Tony Moyer. But how long have you been doing this, the real estate thing?
Real estate really, going back to when I was 20-some years old.
Okay.
I bought homes, I rent them out, I sold them, but I didn't have my license. I just did it because my background, my family used to do it. But really getting into the real estate and being a real estate agent, I think it's going 5 years now.
Okay.
That I've been doing it. Actual real estate and licensing and everything. But before, we did buy homes and rent and flipping. But I didn't, I never thought of myself to be a real estate agent. I had someone else to help me with those things.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. So what's some beneficial reasonings behind selling homes? Have you sold a home to somebody and they just bust out crying? Have anything like that ever happened to you?
Real estate house, it's a very personal thing to people, for most people. Sometimes the sellers don't want to sell to someone because they don't think the buyer deserved their home.
Right.
Even though they're paying them out and they're gone, that's because there's so much memories. There's so much emotion to the house that some people don't want to let go. and they want someone else to take over that is just like them to appreciate what they have.
Right.
And someone, they don't have really had the emotion, they just want to sell and get rid of it. But as far as like the crying part, I have witnessed a couple times with buyers where the seller accept their offer and they start crying because, you know, they're almost that close to buy that home.
Right.
And dream homes, and they don't believe it. Especially with first time home buyers, they never experienced buying a home before.
Right.
So to them, it's a big thing to achieve. It's American dream.
Exactly. You exactly know? It is. So I see we learned a couple beneficial things as far as like memories of somebody selling their home or somebody buying their home. So I'm giving you guys like my background on, you know, home buying. I came from Flint, Michigan, and I had two homes myself, which I did a land contract for. What are your thoughts of land contracts?
I would advise everybody to stay away from land contracts.
Okay.
Because the landlord, they always, and I shouldn't say always, most of the time take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do a land contract, discuss with a professional agent. Discuss with someone that understands the contract. If you don't understand contract, there's everything's in a fine print. And the landlord could take advantage of you.
Okay.
You know, you can do a land contract for 3 years. That 3 years, and after 3 years, you have an option to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Where that money goes in 3 years?
Right.
You know, it goes nowhere. You know, so absolutely it's important to, if you want to do a land contract and absolutely necessary, get with someone to understand the contract and the stipulation and the contingency, everything that needs to be in that contract that benefit both.
Okay.
Not just the landlord, both. You know, but I usually just tell people not to get out of land contract, and you know, if they're having trouble with credit or something,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather have them work it and buy a house rather than a land contract. Because land contract, you're pretty much making someone rich, you know. But
yeah.
Sometimes you can buy that house,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time I see land contract after 2 years, you still can't buy the house. Then what happened to that 2 years that you paid? It goes just nowhere.
Right.
So, and the landlord have the right to kick you out or renew a contract for another 2 years. So just live in an apartment, pretty much.
You're right.
Yeah.
That is right, because one of the houses I bought, the landlord had a couple years back taxes. So imagine, you know, having to pay that on top of, you know, still not getting the house taken and then still paying.
Oh, yeah.
It was a headache.
Yep. I won't recommend it to anyone.
So have you ever thought about giving up, like, your real estate business? And if you haven't, what has been keeping you, you know, grounded on being a real estate agent?
No. I will do real estate till I die.
Okay.
I love real estate. It's a passion of mine. Not that it has a glorious, it's a glorious occupation because you drive around in the city,
mm-hmm.
and you can pick and choose that home, this home that I help someone to buy it.
Okay.
It's a memory. It's a memory that you live with it for the rest of your life. You feel, you know, because buying homes is the biggest investment anybody is going to make.
Uh-huh.
When you make that a good transaction, a good investment for those individuals, not only they appreciate you, they'll never forget about you, but to you, you feel good. You help someone,
mm-hmm.
to achieve something that every American wants to do.
Right.
Buying a home. So to me, you know, it's more personal. It's you know, it's something that I can't put words into it. You know, when you see a client cry in front of you, your job has been done.
Okay.
You made them happy, and that's all there is to it. My father always used to say that customer may forget what you say, but they will never forget how you make them feel. It's about the feeling. You know, when you, it doesn't matter if it's $100,000 home or $10 million home.
Okay.
When you see that individual cry in front of you and they're so happy and they thank you for it, your job is well done. And that's what I live for. I get, you know, my addiction is that people make people smile. That's
okay.
My addiction. So when they're smiling, I'm happy. So then the job, real estate, does that. And you know, and another thing, you can make doctor money without a degree. Why not? But, you know, before you do it, there's so much in real estate people don't understand. I mean, right. You have to get up every day and find when you're gonna find your next paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go out there and you have to get it because it doesn't come to you. So that's real estate. All right.
Okay, so I see you like the challenge. So as first-time home buyers, what is some homework that we should be doing on before we even step to an agent? Like, what are some key steps we should already have done before we even
do the few steps for first-time home buyers that they're looking to purchase a home?
Mm-hmm.
First, they need to sit down and they need to discuss whether husband and wife or single or whatever. They need to discuss their finance, where the finance is.
Okay.
And how they'd be able to pay the house. What are the challenges first? Where their credit score is.
Because
credit, it's the most important thing, buying anything. And then their finances, their job, and how much they make, debt to income ratio. Because the lender is going to look at your credit score, your debt to income ratio,
mm-hmm.
and there's other factors involved that they figure out how much you could be approved for a house.
Okay.
So, but definitely, I always recommend check your credit first. How much debt you have.
Mm-hmm.
If you have delinquency, pay that off. If you have any collection, trying to pay those off, or trying to have some sort of agreement with the collection agency so the lender see that you're not in default. You're actually paying for it. When you pay something in credit,
mm-hmm.
credit report, and it shows it's plus, it's good pay.
Okay.
And then you have to make everything they put together and go to a lender and have them pull your credit, and they'll let you know whether you approve or you have to work on certain things. And then, that's where the home process starts. But it all starts with credit score
mm-hmm.
and their job. Those two things are the most important thing that, buying anything.
Okay. So it sounds like it's not like a fast process. So what is the timeline for home buying?
It depends on loan. Like if somebody approved for a conventional loan,
mm-hmm.
which is the best loan you can get, usually 21 days with no headaches,
okay.
with no problems. Then you go FHA, which is that's government loan.
Mm-hmm.
FHA has a lot of guidelines and restrictions on home buying and the house. If the house has some plumbing problem, electrical problems,
mm-hmm.
FHA is not going to approve that unless they be fixed. So those things take time, and it could definitely drag it longer than 30 days. Then you have RV loan. RV loan is for rural area,
mm-hmm.
or like country and whatnot. You want to live in country, you want to have acres. That loan is a specific made for that because not only is zero down,
mm-hmm.
it's made for people that want to have more acreage. So it makes sense. There's some guideline to that, so that could take a little longer. VA is for veterans, which
okay.
is one of the best loans there is out there. And VA has their own restriction and guideline, but it is an easy loan.
Okay.
And then you have Bloom, or no, you have jumbo loans. Anybody want to buy a house for $1 million, they use jumbo loans because anything over $475,000, it requires a jumbo loan.
Okay.
But it just depends. It's based on the client needs and how the loan is structured for them. But generally, I say 30 days after acceptance of the offer,
mm-hmm.
inspection, appraisal, that's pretty much it, and lenders verify the employment and everything. So yeah, I would say 30 days, it's a general number common that we can use.
Okay, well, thank you for giving us information on, key steps on and information on home buying. We're going to get to some fun things. Do you have any nicknames?
Nickname?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. April, my wife called me Tony 50-50 because I can never make up my mind. I'm always 50 on everything. my old friends call me T-Money because I always have cash in my pocket.
Okay.
I always have. And everybody borrow money from me. It's like, yeah, T-Money got some money. Go ahead. And I did. if I would have just go back and see how much people owe me money, it's probably about 100 grand.
Wow.
T-Money is probably the biggest one. Yeah, everywhere I go, that's just who I was. That's my main one.
I like that, T-Money. It fits you. What is your favorite movie?
Scarface.
Okay.
Scarface. You know, Scarface is a good movie because there's a meaning behind it.
Okay.
It shows, forget the negative part of selling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that anybody can come in this country, whether native or immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
If they believe in something, if they know that they can do something, sky's the limit. And that's what Scarface actually is. He came to this country, he knew that he could make millions because the opportunity was endless.
Okay.
And he took advantage of that. Obviously, you know, drugs is, we don't want to do, but there's a positive thing you can do if you have self-belief, confidence, determination, and hard work.
Okay.
You can be anyone, anything you want.
This guy be breaking it down for us. What is your favorite color?
Purple.
Okay.
I like purple because it's the color of royalty. And that's my mom's favorite color as well. So I like purple. It's just, it's different.
Okay.
It's different. And usually guys doesn't look like purple. But I'm a very colorful person. I like colorful dress, other clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, colors that most guys won't even pick.
Right.
But I'm just different when it does. But purple, it is my favorite color.
Okay. Do you have a favorite cereal?
Cereal?
Mm-hmm.
I think I do. I don't know what's it called. Pebbles, whatever.
Fruity Pebbles.
They're good.
Okay.
But, you know, last time I had cereal probably was a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do cereal like that. But if it was, yeah, definitely the Fruity Pebble or Fruit Loops or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the worst job you've ever had?
First job?
Worst job.
Worst job?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have any that much jobs.
Okay.
You know, I worked for McDonald's when I was young. I worked for Pepsi. I worked for Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in real estate. Pepsi was a venture.
Mm-hmm.
It was a job where I learned so many things for 17 years. You know, McDonald's, you know, I worked at McDonald's when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
I had a bike, like bicycle,
mm-hmm.
and paddle in the snow. Literally Michigan weather to get to work.
Oh my.
Because I wanna make money.
Yeah.
And I was excited about that. You know, so I didn't have any worst job. I think all job was good.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean I had my worst days and stuff, but overall I think everything was good. Yeah.
This guy's teaching me determination, guys.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite word or phrase you like to use?
Loyalty.
Okay.
Loyalty, it's something that is rare to find these days.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do find it, you have to keep it. You have to protect it. Because, you know, loyalty is, it's everything. You know, I think person should have a code.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a code where, you know, I stand for something. And I will never lower my standard expectation for someone else if they don't understand, if they don't want to be on my level, because you have to have self-respect. And the word loyalty is means a lot. I mean, loyalty, it's more than money,
mm-hmm.
more than friends, family. It's something that you have to earn, I think I would say. And you know, people with loyalty is really hard to find these days. It's really hard to find someone stand beside you no matter what. It's just hard. So,
right.
Yeah, but I understand loyalty. Definitely.
That's a dope word you picked out. Do you have any guilty pleasures?
I say my bad habit is drinking Coke.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just good. Coke, I think it's one of my bad habits.
Okay.
When I'm trying to, you know, kind of reduce, April doesn't like to drink a lot of Coke. It's not good for you, sugar and all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
But if I have to say, yeah, that is my bad habit.
Okay.
Pleasure, yeah.
Do you have a woman or a man that you look up to?
You know, I look up my mom more.
Okay.
You know, even that we separated apart when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I was growing up, she teach me and she showed me a lot of things. You know, she just she always put everything in a perspective mm-hmm. where I could understand as a kid.
Okay.
So, but I do definitely, she was a very strong woman. She was very strong. I mean, she ran the house. She took care of us. She disciplined everyone. My father was like more out, just work inside.
Okay.
He never really ran the house, but she was the judge, the jury, and the lawyer, whatever. You know. So it definitely, I look up at my mom the way that she values life and the way a person should be.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely her. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite song?
Song?
Mm-hmm.
Just anything?
Mm-hmm.
Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it because the way he describes, everybody eyes is on you.
Right.
When you go down and you go up, people always watch you.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they want something from you or they want to gain something out of you, they'll always watch you. So you want to do something where people want you, but in a manner where show them that you're real.
Right.
And you're not going to take any, even that you watch me, I'm still going to do it. So it's a very raw song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, those songs are obviously, they don't exist anymore. They don't belong by him.
Right.
They just don't.
Exactly. Do you have a childhood celebrity crush?
If I have to say, it was Celine Dion.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, definitely Celine Dion. It probably is today. Yeah, April. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, Celine Dion. She, you know, it's. I think it's the crush because she is another example of someone that come from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't speak English. Couldn't do nothing.
Right.
And look at her now. You know, so I think it's more like I'm more driven to women with power.
Mm-hmm.
And especially being a woman, it's hard to have a power and have everything. And when I see things, it teaches me that if she can do it, I can do it too.
Right.
You know, because it's a lot harder for women than men. That's a lot harder.
True.
You know, people not intend to respect women when one woman in high power. They just don't because they think they shouldn't last long. I don't believe that.
Okay.
I think women should be more in higher government and higher job and CEOs because there's no different here. There's no different. So when I see that mm-hmm. turns me off.
Okay. That's dope. That's dope. What is your most prized possession? Okay.
I don't have anything, you know. I love my cars. I love motorcycles and things like that. But, you know, I thought back in the days they were my prized possession. But just as I grow up, I can understand. But April is probably it.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
So if you was on a deserted island and you could only take three things, what would it be?
If I had a three-thing choice?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will take something that is actually I can survive on.
Okay.
So whether it's lighter or something that I can use to survive,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much I would think. But other than that, yeah, money, cars, and everything, you know, it's those things doesn't matter.
Okay.
But you know what? I have to say that if I was in Desert Island, I would like April to be with me.
Okay.
So I will take care of it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. April, he is putting you on that high pedestal that you deserve. Okay, what is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is not fulfill my destiny.
Okay.
You know, I think that's one of the big part too. Because I, you know, if you were to talk to me 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was all about money. All about the past, you know. I am today too,
mm-hmm.
but I look at it in a different perspective.
Okay.
You know, but I meant to help people. I meant to change different. I make a difference in people's lives.
Okay.
one way or another, you know, I'm here to create a change within the community, within the people that knows me. I don't know what it is, but my destiny, I think, always have been, will be, mm-hmm. to change people's life. Real estate, change people's life. CBD business, change mm-hmm. people's life. You know, but I want to do it bigger. I want to do it bigger. You know, I want to start like a home shelter mm-hmm. where I can, you know, provide food 2-3 days a week for homeless.
Okay.
You know, I want to provide a real estate apartment, and so I can like fit, you know, dedicate 50% to people that single mom and single dad,
mm-hmm.
where they're struggling, but they can live somewhere and they don't have to pay as much as. I want help in a massive way eventually.
Okay.
So I'm getting there.
Okay. That's huge, but it's great that we, you know, have people in this world that think like that. Because I've always said in my head, like, maybe I want to, you know, buy a bigger house so I'm able to, you know, house probably a mother and, you know, and children. But shoot, maybe one day in the future we can collaborate into something like that.
Yeah, of course.
So what is the best piece of advice that you ever received?
Actually, it was my mother. She, you know, week, week before I found out that she gone,
mm-hmm.
She told me that I never had to worry about you.
Okay.
Because it's just me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, just go out there and get whatever you want. Just work hard and don't give up. And that's just been there since then, you know. And, you know, I just giving up is none of my nature. It's none of my color, you know. And that's really what I live by every day. You know, there's days that I don't want to get out of bed, whether I have mental illness and mm-hmm. any kind of illness, but I still try to get up and go out there. So just believe in yourself too. But yeah, my mother always told me that she never had to worry about me. So you know, so it makes me feel good that she's gone, not mm-hmm. to worry about what's gonna happen to him.
Right. So, that's good. You know. What is the worst advice you ever received?
Don't do that.
Okay.
It's, you know, when people give you a negative advice,
mm-hmm.
or advice that they don't know what they're talking about, they're looking for their benefits.
Okay.
Some people don't want you to have more than them.
Mm-hmm.
This is just nature. You know, what's his name? Lil Wayne always said, some people are lovers, most mm-hmm. people are haters.
Right.
He's right. Most people don't want you to go to the extra step. They want to be in their level
mm-hmm.
or lower.
Right.
And that's why they always advise you, oh, you can't do that. Oh, I don't think that's going to work out. Don't listen to anyone. Do what you got to do. Do what you, because you're the only one know what's best for you.
Right.
Your husband doesn't even know what's good for you. You know what's best for you. And I think you're not going to happen. That's not going to happen. No, I don't think so. I mean, same thing with the CBD business. So many people told us it's not going to work. You can't do it.
Hmm.
I was like, all right, I'll show you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Last but not least, what is your favorite superhero?
The Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I like a lot of them, but the Hulk is my favorite.
Okay.
He's just, you know, Hulk, in a way, I feel like I have some sort of Hulk in me,
uh-huh.
because, you know, I have a mental illness
mm-hmm.
that I've been challenging for 30 years. In a way, I am a superhero because I have monster in me
mm-hmm.
that could come in any time. And it could ruin myself. It could ruin other people's lives. So what I had to do in 30 years, I stabilized it, I controlled it, I learned it. And Hulk is the same thing. It's a normal person. But if something happened where he has to defend himself or mm-hmm. he has to do something, he turns to something else.
Okay.
So I kind of see that in me where, you know, I deal with depression for 30 years. And most of it because, you know, it's a grieving more depression than chemical balance because I lost my parents in a very young age.
Right.
And I had to take care of myself at the age of 14, homeless. So I had to deal with that. And I'm a lot better, way better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I have something in me that it could come up anytime.
Right.
But I controlled it. I controlled it, I stabilized it, and I know the sign
mm-hmm.
before I need to do something with it. So.
Okay. Well, Tony, you have showed us that hard work and determination, you know, lives in all of us, and you are living proof of hard work and determination in my eyes. I really appreciate you coming and being a special guest on my podcast.
Thank you.
And can you give our listeners some information if they're in the, was it Michigan area, if they want an agent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyone that's interested in buy a house, sell a house, it's a great time to sell it because market is just insane. We have anticipated that it's going to be another 7% market increase by September. So most sellers are these days, they're only thinking about selling their home. They have so much equity that they want to cash out. And for buyer side, we still have a great interest rate. I mean, lowest that's ever been, 3.5%,
okay.
which is very low. So on both sides, it's great. It's great. And so if anybody's, you know, curious investment, flipping, advice, anything, they can always go to MoyaRealEstate.com and shoot us a comment or, you know, anything. We can definitely get back within 24 hours. Otherwise, and also they can go to our Facebook page, Moya Real Estate Group,
mm-hmm.
And shoot us a comment or something. We can definitely get back with them.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you again. And thank you to my listeners that are, you know, subscribing and listening and passing the word. And we will talk to you guys later. Bye. Thank you guys for listening to the Miss Jones Show. I just want you guys to continue to tune in. And if any of this information is helpful, please pass it along to a friend. Maybe they are in the business or in the season of home buying and looking for a real estate agent. And my good friend, Tony Moyer, is a great one if you're in the mid-Michigan area. So please don't forget us. Thank you again. Subscribe, like, share, let your friends know that I'm here to motivate, inspire, and change narratives. You guys have a good one and continue listening. Thank you.